Mark Levin, Nothing Learned from January 6th Committee, This Isn't a Pursuit of the Truth. By Jeff Poor on June 17, 2022. Thursday on FNC's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin criticized the January 6th House Select Committee, which he said was not offering anything new despite the media reaction. According to Levin, the one-sided nature of the committee made it a railroad job. Transcript as follows. Levin, it's funny. They say Trump didn't respond quickly enough on January 6th. But he did respond on January 6th, and here we have the access of evil. Biden, Schumer and Pelosi, who still haven't responded to an assassination plot against the Supreme Court justice. With their violent rhetoric, they still haven't responded to the threats that are coming down the potential need of the National Guard to protect the Supreme Court. The left is extraordinarily violent. Whether it's the summer of 2020. Whether it was the riots during the inauguration of Donald Trump to try and prevent his being sworn to be president, whether it was the attack on the second branch of government, the executive branch at the White House and injured Secret Service agents. But this committee made up of 7 leftists and 2 disgruntled never-Trumpers, 9 reprobates, obviously doesn't care about that. That's what I want to talk about. We don't have a system like this in America where we trust people so much that they don't get challenged. What's happening? The first time today I watched minutes of this hearing and I was disgusted. It's all choreographed. They have teleprompters. They splice in their video. It's all cherry-picked. No contrary witnesses, no contrary evidence, no cross-examination, no opposition, no motions, no challenges. And we're supposed to believe this. And the media sit there on their thumbs and talk about, oh, we had big information today in the legal analyst, same thing. Well. We learned a lot today. You learn nothing. This isn't a pursuit of the truth, and I'll give you 2 perfect simple examples. I was told from a high-ranking person in the Mike Pence circles, they said Michael Luttig, who was their chief witness today, who sounded like Robbie. Frankly like Robert Mueller, he said they never asked Luttig for an opinion. Luttig was not an advisor to Pence. Luttig was not counsel to Pence. They tell me anyway, Luttig never spoke to Pence. I'm told he volunteered, quote, unquote, his analysis by submitting it unsolicited to the vice president's office. You didn't get any of that today, and yet if there is somebody to question Luttig, maybe we would have learned about that. I'll give you another one. Bill Barr now is being celebrated. Remember, they hated him. They wanted to impeach him. They wanted to hang him from a telephone pole like Mussolini. Now, they love him because he's useful. Well, I have a letter here. It's public. From former U.S. Attorney of Philadelphia, William McSwain, June 2021. He says in part on Election Day and afterwards our office received various allegations of voter fraud and election irregularities. This is the U.S. Attorney in Philly. As part of my responsibility as a U.S. Attorney, I wanted to be transparent with the public and, of course, investigate fully any allegations. Attorney General Barr, however, instructed me not to make any public statements or put without any press releases regarding possible election irregularities. I was also given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the State Attorney General for investigation, the same State Attorney General who had already declared that you could not win. I disagreed with that decision, but those were my orders, quote/unquote. Wouldn't it be nice when Barr was testimony that somebody was there to challenge Barr? Somebody there was to challenge Luttig? We have professors on the left who actually agreed with John Eastman's position before it was John Eastman's position and Trump's position. The fact of the matter is, when it comes to state legislatures, of course, you can lobby state legislatures to change the electoral outcome in the state of Pennsylvania, which none of them want to talk about. The governor, the secretary of state, the elected Democrat majority Supreme Court changed the election laws right up to the first few days before the election that violated Article 2 of the federal Constitution because the legislature was Republican and wouldn't make those changes. They talk about their 60 lawsuits and judges said no. The final say is with the state legislature, not with judges. Not with judges. Donald Trump, whatever you think about the advice and all the rest, had every right to ask state legislatures to look into this. It is not clear, hello, it is not clear under the United States Constitution. It is not clear under the 12th Amendment, what the responsibilities of the Vice President United States are and how they are limited. So to not have an opposition, do not have a legal challenge right there in the committee. To not challenge these witnesses, this is a railroad job, pure and simple. And it's time the media get off its ass and pay attention and the legal analysts act like real lawyers. That's it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.